This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, as promised, we are going to dig into the wages slice of this morning's jobs report now because it is a big deal. As Lee said, average hourly earnings were up 2.9% last month compared to January a year ago. That is right up at the high end of what we've seen since the end of the recession, and it continues the trend of better pay that was building at the end of last year, which is great. But it does come at the end of a decade that, for the most part, has been really meh wage-wise for a long time, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
First, we gotta say, this is a significant improvement from earlier in the recovery, when so many people were unemployed and workers had little bargaining power to ask for higher pay. But now, with unemployment low and fewer potential workers left on the sidelines, basic economic rules seem to be kicking in, says Bernie Baumol at the Economic Outlook Group.
The law of supply and demand, a growing scarcity of labor, we will begin to see wages pick up.
And for American consumers, they need to, because for much of the past decade, wage increases have only barely kept up with rising prices. In fact, stagnation in real wages, adjusted for inflation, goes way back, says Elise Gould at the Economic Policy Institute.
The vast majority of workers have seen little gains to a growing economy the past 40 years. Wages are only up less than 7%.
That's a 7% pay raise for a household earning the median income after accounting for price inflation over four decades. Now, you might think that's not so bad. At least it is a raise. But actually, the economy needs to deliver a lot more wage growth than that. So as we get more productive from advances in labor-saving technology, we can take home more pay. And that's how we improve our standard of living over time, says Andrew Chamberlain at job site Glassdoor.
You have to have wages growing faster than inflation. If you're just keeping up with inflation, you're treading water. You're not actually moving ahead.
So this recent wage news bodes well for workers. But what about for employers and investors? Here's Marketplace's Marielle Segarra to explain.
Today's labor numbers. Good news, right? For investors, maybe not so much. That's because they see a lot of downside to low unemployment. A tight labor market means companies have to pay higher wages. Gus Fauché, chief economist at PNC Financial Services Group, says those companies probably will raise prices to make up for their higher labor costs.
So inflation, which is broadly prices throughout the economy, inflation is going to be a bit stronger.
In response to rising inflation, the Federal Reserve may aggressively hike interest rates. And Karen Petru at Federal Financial Analytics says higher interest rates can hurt stock prices by cutting into demand for shares.
Rising rates create an incentive for investors to hold safer assets such as bonds, because they're earning a better return and they no longer need to take all of the risk in the stock market.
Higher interest rates also make it more expensive for companies to borrow money. Tim Courtney is chief investment officer at Exential Wealth Advisors.
That, all things being equal, is going to either cut into profits or it's going to cut into activities that those companies might have borrowed to do.
Lower investment means lower growth and lower stock prices. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.
One more thing about that pay bump, by the way, and you got to file this really under correlation is not causality, but it is worth a note that 18 states raised their minimum wages effective January the 1st.